By the way, what is your number? What is your number? And we're going to find that out. And if anyone is a math whiz in our congregation today, I mean, is there somebody that can really do math quickly? Oh, boy, I'm in trouble. Okay. My dad, we'd be working. I was 12-year-old or 13-year-old, and he'd take me out in the summer. He was a self-employed pastor. And so in the summer was time to make money. And so he'd take me out on construction, and I learned to hammer and so forth. And then he'd throw out 9 + 4 + 7. And he expected me to know that as quickly as he said it. I have to have a pen and paper to figure things out, okay? My dad knew numbers. And I got a couple nephews that, one's a PhD, actually. He is in the Colorado University, and he works on some very secretive, sensitive, specialized projects. I would have to die if I was to find out what it was. But he is a whiz. And then, of course, there's my 10-year-old granddaughter who should be in grade 4, but just passed to grade 7 math. And that number I just threw out, she would be telling me the answer by the time I rolled it off. And then she'd say, abuelo, meaning grandpa, sarcastically, because after all, I'm older, I should know. Okay. I mean, we do well with it. Anyways, let me talk to you about a mathematician that's par none. Greg, this guy beats you. Okay? This guy beats you. God definitely was a mathematician. And he counts everything. We were asked to count our blessings. We don't even do that one by one often. But he counts everything. Everything. Creation. There were 7 days of creation. 6 days he worked. What did he do on the sixth? Rested. Okay? He marked time for us because he was counting that week. And it's been that way ever since. Day and night. He counted the day and night. Actually, it really was night and day. That's how it was in Genesis account. And that's in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, for those of you that are interested. And then a few chapters later, in chapter 7, all of a sudden he tells Noah to take 2 by 2 animals into what? The ark. Plus there was a couple of animals that they had to take 7 because that was for sacrifice purposes and so forth afterwards. He counts the hairs on your head or the lack of hair on your head. You know, Matthew 10:30 says, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. The sands on the seashore, Greg, you and I can't get them counted. Not going to happen. But he has them. He has them counted. I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth, so that if anyone can number the dust of the earth, then your descendants can also be numbered. Whoa, that's a lot. Okay? Some of you have seen my email come through, and I have on the bottom, be fruitful and multiply. That basically comes from this kind of context where God has told the Israelites to be fruitful and multiply, but also the very first command that he gave to man was to be fruitful and multiply. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply. And we've been multiplying, and he has every one of us counted. Oh, and then there's the people like in the time of Egypt, where they were getting ready for Passover. And they were getting ready to exit. And he says, the larger houses, you do it by yourself. But if you're a smaller house, then share it with the others around you. So he was counting families to see how it would all fit out. That was Exodus 12, verse 4. And then they left, and he knew that there were 600,000 men, plus women and children, that left Egypt. And then later on, in the days when the manna came, you know the story about the manna, okay? The manna came, and there was 5 days that were pretty normal. Every day, they'd go out, there was the manna. Then the sixth day, they were to do what? Double. Because the seventh day, they rested. And if they kept it over, what happened? Ooh, okay? God counted the week for them. If they messed up on the week, God knew it. He had already figured it all out. You know, and then the laws came. There was days for counting of cleansing. There were certain other laws that had numbers attached to it. And then eventually they built the tabernacle. And Effie and I actually read the story about the building of the tabernacle yesterday. And it's interesting. Everything was sort of numbered and placed, and there was a structure to it. God had it figured out, and he had mapped it out for Moses, and then Moses communicated that to the people, and they built the tabernacle. Where did they get, by the way, all this stuff? Some of it they brought from Egypt, but some of it was not, it wasn't something that they got from Egypt. Where did they get or some translations say dolphin skins, others call it other stuff. Where did they get it? They would have to go and get them. And so they were busy. But anyways, that's a topic for another day. Then there's the temple. You know, God lays out for Ezekiel the future temple. A cubit, 18 inches. A cubit this way. A cubit that way. A cubit that way. A cubit everywhere. He had it all measured as it measured out for what they're going to do or what we might do in the future as a third temple comes along. Have I lost you yet? Okay. The mathematician, especially Greg, he's with me, and actually he's ahead of me on this one. Okay. Oh, by the way, in case you're doubting about God being about numbers, there's even a book in the Bible that has numbers on it. Now I'm going to do some numbers on you, okay? 184 times the word number in some in my version, okay? Other versions might be different. 184 times the word number comes up. 9 times numbers. 5 times numbering. And 114 numbered. For a total of, Greg? 312. Maybe more, okay? Depending on which versions we all use, okay? Let's ponder a little bit. Let's ponder at the wonder. Because we talked about the fear of the God, fear of the Lord, and the wonder of him. So let's ponder about him for a minute, okay? The preciseness of the universe. It was mentioned about the stars. Wait, just the preciseness. This guy could have never have done it. He couldn't have put it together. I don't have enough pencil and paper to map it all out. Okay? Then we got the solar system and how it is so calculated. It is doing its thing according to how it was established. I am pondering about the wonder. The human body, that it can stand here and not fall over. With all those bones in the strategic places, or sometimes some few fractured bones. Okay? Or You think about the complexity of this, the eye. I couldn't have done that. He can. It would take many PhDs to put this all together. And I know a PhD that he's beyond that PhD. Think about the tide as it comes in and goes out. Pondering, okay? Or we go to the beach in Venezuela. It was 20 minutes away from our house. We go to the beach and go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We jump. On the seventh one, okay? You count the waves, and then you do the go through that the next cycle again for body surfing, and then you wait for number 49. That was the big one, and you wanted to ride it. Who did that? He did, okay? Or the sea breezes, as it affected us in Valencia. During the day, we'd have these hot breezes coming off the plains of Venezuela during the day, and the sun would beat, and we were just sweating hot. But we look forward to the sea breezes as the wind would turn and shift and come from the sea from the other direction for the night. I ponder at the wonder. Or Canada. When I was growing up, we had 90 days to grow anything. If you didn't grow it in those 90 days, you didn't have. Okay? But he has also numbered our days. In Exodus 23, 25 to 26, it says, "But you shall serve the Lord your God. I will fulfill the number of your days." If you want that scripture, it's Exodus 23, 25 to 26. He knows, and he has counted. He knows everyone and has counted your days. By the way, not only is he a PhD supreme, he's also a teacher. And here's the verse. Lana, I'm waiting for you. Okay. Here's the verse. So teach us. It's a prayer. It's a praise also. But so teach us to number our days that we may present to you a heart of wisdom. He wants to teach us. We have to pray for that. He's working on our behalf. By the way, that comes from the oldest psalm ever written. It was a psalm that Moses did, and it was basically his prayer, and so he was instilling for us the opportunity to reach out, to teach us to number our days. We live by calendars and clocks. In fact, we have it so readily available now, you know, like, you know, there's a clock, you know. Well, I see how much time I don't have. Okay, anyways. They control us, you know. Today is such a day, and we mark time, but we often don't feel like we have enough time. But do you really? You have as much time as you put priority to. The thing that you want to do, you will do. Maybe something that you need to do, you don't do. But what you want to do, you do. By the way, I'm going to twist around a little bit here for a bit. And stay with me, okay? We count years. And last week I was told how old somebody was It's fine. Okay. However, God doesn't count the years. He counts the days. We say birthday when we mean birth year. Okay? In Spanish, we turn that around and we say cumpleaños, which is completing year, instead of cumpleaños, which would be completing days. Okay, so in Spanish, we actually do it different than we do it in English. Okay, well, that was interesting to me. Okay, by the way, how many days has God counted in your life? How many days old are you is the question, Lana. Put up the next slide. There we go. Okay. What we're going to do is we're going to count our days. 365 days. Let's forget about leap years, but let's go. 365 days from your birthday to today and see how many days old you are. Let's take a moment and do that because we're going to teach. God wants to teach us to number our days. We're going to number our days. Okay? So, edit. Pencil paper, for those of you that need pencil paper. Greg doesn't. Except I see him working on it. You can use calculators. You can use calculators if you want. I lost you on that, so some of you. You understand what we're doing, right? Wow. Yes, Greg. I get it. It's a high number. Why won't you tell? I'm going to tell you in a minute. I don't tell my years. I'll tell you my days. Okay, are we there? Did we get it? Okay. Who wants to start rifling out their number? Go ahead. You are a young guy. Young guy. Okay. Greg, you'll be an easy one to pick on. You're still a young guy. Okay. Anybody else want to pull out their number? We'll talk about your number in a minute. Okay, Sharon. Whoa, we're getting older. We're getting older. Many more days. Whoa. You could have fooled me. 28847. Wow. You're older than me. Okay. Bob, do you have yours? I wanted his because I think he's the oldest in the room. What? Anybody else? Oh, a young guy. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Randy? I think you miscalculated. Because I know how many years old you are. Maybe. Maybe. It could be. Well, in my case, I'm just going to round it up because I don't tell you my age ever. Okay. I'm 26,000 plus. Okay. And 3,600 weeks plus. If you want weeks, that's 3,600 weeks plus. Okay. You can start to sort of figure out, this Ernest is in about there. I would really like to know Bob's because his would be a big number. Yeah. Okay. Okay. We do not have enough years, but we have enough days. We don't have enough years, but we have enough days. We'll figure that one out when we get there. Okay, let's go back to our verse. Okay, next, Lana. Anyways, we're back to our verse, our key verses. So teach us to number our days. 26 plus, 27 plus, 15 plus, okay? And if my grandson was to be here, it'd be only maybe about maybe 100 plus, you know, or whatever, or a few more, okay? And so how are we making each day count? We now need to allow him to teach us to count those days. And why? That we may present to you a heart of wisdom. A heart of wisdom. We sang the song, The Fear of the Lord. I have a psalm here. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. This is where we start. If you lack wisdom, ask of him to give you that heart. How are you spending your days? Where are you spending it on? Are you making each day count? Do we appreciate each day that God gives us? By the way, every day that you wake up is a new day that he has created. He's creating new days. And that's a day that gives you an opportunity to live with a heart of wisdom. And here, I will try to bring this home to each one of us. And as I say this, I'm thinking of myself as much as I'm anybody else. How am I thinking about leaving that legacy behind? As I count my days, is that worthwhile day that I spent for the legacy that I want to leave behind? Am I investing in that next generation or that group of people that God has entrusted with me? Could be at his kids, could be the youth, it could be a discipleship group, it could be the women's ministry, it could be the guys that I work with. That next generation or those close to me, it could even be a different culture. It's a case of Effie and I had the opportunity. This is not optional. It's not optional. Teach us to number our days that we will be of intentional about it. It's a mandate that comes to us. And Deuteronomy 4, chapter 4 is a text, and it's way too long for me to read. But it has things like, listen to his statutes. Keep his commandments. Keep and do them. Give heed. Remember, you are near to this opportunity that God is giving you. Opportunities are everywhere for us. These opportunities are there just for our grabbing. Some are like low-lying fruit, like apples. Others you might have to get up on a ladder. These opportunities are there to minister to those around you. As we move forward, it's based on what we've heard, seen, felt, and it's a faith venture. As I live my day, I live it in faith that I am doing it in the fear and wisdom of God. So many have not heard. Even in this Bible Belt that we live in, there are those that have not heard. They don't know what you have. They're close to you, but they need it. They need you. We are to remember. We have a responsibility to equip the next generation to live in intimacy with God. We have to obey him. We have to lead well. We have to set the example. We have to set the bar so high that we can say, be imitators of me as I am of Christ. It's my commitment. Do I blow it? Sure I do. Now, to that passage of Deuteronomy 4, I got 2 points underneath of that. One is building your legacy, investing in the next generation. Comes out of the context of God working in your life. Allowing Him and listening to Him and His word. And that fear of wisdom will be in you. You can't give what you don't have. If you don't have it, you can't give. So you have to allow that to be in you first. Then the second point, verse 9 of Deuteronomy 4, says, building your legacy and investing in the next generation, the oikos, those that are, and we've talked about the oikos in the days gone by. It's a direct result of paying attention to that inner life. And in fact, Deuteronomy 4:9 says, only give heed to yourself and keep your soul diligently so that you will not forget the things that your eyes have seen and that they will not depart from your heart all the days of your life. How quickly we forget. We walk away from what we know. But we need to watch our character, our testimony at all times. It's not the size of our bank account. There's a person here that said, Ernest, someday come in your doctoral suit. I don't know. We call it a toga. I don't know what it's called. Gown. And to come in it. I would have put it on maybe for a minute and then taken it off. It's too hot. Even this jacket's too hot. But I'm glad Greg's wearing a jacket today too because it's cold outside. I did it for that purpose. But my titles, your titles, have no significance when we touch the door up there. Okay? The stuff that we have, gone. But you know what? Character does. And are you working on it? Are you working on it? The outcome of this will result in a dynamic legacy of faith. And you can lead in if you're working on your character. Multiplying that will impact the kingdom of God. I'm going to repeat some stuff here. It is our challenge to prepare those next to us, be it our family, neighbors, friends from other countries, unreached people's groups, to live in intimacy with God, to have that heart of wisdom like we're supposed to have. What are you leaving behind? This Bible is my primary Bible. I use it all the time. But I hate to carry it now when I come here most Sunday mornings because this is what I want to give to my granddaughter. It's my English Bible. I don't want her necessarily just to have these words. I want her to have the fear of God as it is demonstrated in this Bible. She knows that this Bible is hers. Now that I have a new grandson, I have to figure out what I'm going to do for him. Maybe I'll just do a restart. But as we were being evacuated from Venezuela, I left my big Spanish Bible there. I have a little old one that I've traveled Latin America, but my big one couldn't get in my suitcase. But I left it with a family. I said, I treasure this. And they started to cry. He says, you're leaving that with us? Again, it wasn't so much the Bible itself is what it represents. That of being in the Word and knowing what God wants for us. As you look back at your life, the 15,000 days, the 26,000, the 27, the 32, whatever Bob has, did you finally come up with a number? I figured it was around there, okay? That's a few days. That's a few days. How have you invested significantly? How have you made them be counted? Would you describe that you have walked in the heart of wisdom during your days? What impact did you have on who you have seen today? We had the opportunity early to be at First Baptist in Elgin. And then we made a stop or two. And this gal was struggling behind the cashier, as a cashier. And I realized maybe this was not her desire to be there. She would rather have been like we are. And I just had the opportunity to bless into her day. Do I do it perfectly? No. I got a long ways to go. What does it look like for you to invest in others? This is that bottom part of that handout. This is now where you can start taking notes of what action points you want to take. When you look at what you're doing, let's look at Jesus. For 3.5 years, according to some people, others say it's less. But let's count, let's say 3 years to do a round number. He invested for 24/7 for 3 years in the life of his disciples. That's intentional. That was highly intentional. Do you know how many days that was? 912. Okay, give or take, but 912 days. Often, we say, okay, we're going to have a discipleship class. We sit down, and we have our Sunday school class, and we meet for an hour. And if we do that, you know how many years it would be before we would accomplish what Jesus did in 3 years? 421 years to get to 912 days. 21 days. 12. We could certainly give more of us into the life of others. Do you agree with me? So what impact do you desire to have in others' lives? What about your oikos? Make me a blessing here, near, and far. Make me a blessing here, near, and far. That my days can be counted, worthwhile. And I don't get to the end and say, oh, vanity is vanity, like Solomon did. I'd rather be known like David, that he had a heart for God. There's a gal, Effie and I have had supper with her. When I was in college, she had a skiing accident and became quadriplegic. I think that's the term, when basically all her extremities are almost useless. She does paintings. She does that with her. What's that? That's where I'm going. You're ahead of me, okay? We have met her. We had supper with her in 2010 in San Diego. What a blessing that woman has been. That in spite of the difficulties that she could have had in her life, she had such a vibrant testimony when we talked to her. And her husband beside her, who has loved her, he knew what he was getting into when he married her. Joni Erickson became Tada. Her husband's last name is Tada. They are a beautiful couple. Let's listen to her testimony and song.
verse of mine, Psalm 90, verse 12. Teach me to number my days, O Lord, that I might apply my heart to wisdom. I might have gotten a diagnosis of reoccurring cancer. I had cancer 8 years ago. It's back. And when you sent me the song, it was, Jesus, how we are, but a wisp of smoke fading away from here today, gone tomorrow. And so I better count my up and number. I better treasure my days. Things I don't count, I waste. You know, we're so good at counting calories, we're so good at counting, you know, the money in the bank, we're so good at counting, you know, everything that needs to be counted on the edge of the refrigerator, we're so good at counting our days, which are probably the most precious things we have. And so the song is such an anthem for me right now, going through radiation and fighting this cancer and all the time.
What is your number? Keep counting. Keep counting. Repeat with me what I just said a few minutes ago. Here, near, and far. On one, two, and three. Here, near, and far, I will count my days. Let's close with our last slide. They're making a switch back there from the video. We might know it by heart already. Say it with me. So teach me, or teach us, to number our days that we may present to you a heart of wisdom. Let's repeat that. Let's memorize that. So teach us to number our days that we may present to you a heart of wisdom. Let's make one switch to that. I did it already by mistake. So teach me and I later, okay? So teach me to number my days that I may present to you a heart of wisdom. There it is, folks. There it is. for us to live. Heavenly Father, blessing to the life of each one. You've counted our days. You've seen them. You got them numbered. You care for each one of us in a very personal, special way. And that we would live intentionally with you in mind as we walk our days. We pray this in your name. Amen. You're dismissed.
I'm going to do a little something here for this thing to come up. I don't want to say he turned his back, but he got discouraged, had a lot of problems, and my brother was able to minister with him one time, and I don't know, he was just going through some depression and stuff. I'm not quite sure of it, but he wrote a song. Let's see if I can get in the right key. I think it was such as it. He said, "Count the years as months." Yeah, "Count the years as months. Count the months as weeks. Count the weeks as days. Any day now we'll be going home." Let's sing that. Can you just, it's real easy. Let's sing. "Count the years as months. Count the months. Count the months as weeks. Count the weeks as days. Any day now we'll be going home." I'm going to learn that song. I'm going to see if I can look back up and find that. What a blessing. What a blessing. Ladies, you've done a great job. Thank you so much. And men, I know some people bring the stuff to there. Right. You got something to say? Go ahead. Right. Right. That's going to be our thing. Okay, we can do that. So, please help us. Ladies, if you need to get your stuff ready to go, that's fine. We'll bring out the tables, move the chairs around. And then after we do the chairs, we're going to have to move them back for the kids tonight, too. So just hang, some of you hang around and kind of help. It'd be hard for two or three of us to do it. But so help out with that. Thank you for participating today. Thank you for bringing extra for Pastor and his wife there. I think Lana's going to probably do something for the week after to help a sign-up sheet to help. We want to take care of them while they're going through this situation here in the healing process here. So let's have a word of prayer. Dismiss on this. This will be the blessing for the meal. And then we'll start getting our floor situated here. Heavenly Father, thank you for this message today. Thank you, Lord, as you taught through your servant Moses for us to count our years, count our days, Lord, that we have with you. And that's what you've given us, Lord. You've given us an opportunity to tell others about you and to love you, God, and to be able to experience your love and grace. Lord, we have experienced your grace, Lord. Like that word said this morning, Lord, it washes over us. It washes over us like a flood because we don't deserve it, but you've done it. You paved the way through your son. And we thank you for that. Bless this meal and all everything that goes on today, all of our conversations, and we give you the praise. You know what? I'm going to pray for the kids tonight. Lord, I pray that you touch them. That's not a babysitting service, Lord. That's a ministry. That's a ministry. Thank you for those that are participating in this, Lord. Thank you for the ones that give their time. And we ask that you bless them, but bless your spirit that's here while the kids are here and to help them to carry away something, Lord, to know most of all that you love them, and we do too. In Jesus' name, amen.